sounds cheesy, but we're not making dreams come true, but we're making, we're fulfilling people's desires and wants.
Supporting collecting habits.
You're giving them back their memory.
Right.
Even if it's not exactly the same, it's more than just the toy. It's where they were, what they were doing, the reminder of how much fun they had with it.
All right, guys, 6 months into YouTube, what are you guys thinking?
It's great. It's just great.
I mean, it's pretty amazing to think about the fact that I don't even know if it's actually, I mean, maybe the channel was created 6 months ago, but I mean, it doesn't even seem like it's that long. And then here we are. I don't know. It's really nuts how well the channel is doing and the reception that we're receiving and going to shows and people.
Oh yeah. I mean, every other person coming through the doors, like, I saw your channel. It's great. I watch everyone. And then of course people taking photos with you at shows.
It's weird. It's cool. I mean, it's, it's fantastic.
Or all the people that drive here from Lord knows where saying, "Hey, we saw you guys on YouTube. We came here as a family to want to check out the store." I mean, hours away, right? We would have Ohio, Tennessee.
There was a guy from the UK here today.
Right.
And then I think somebody else from Georgia. And yeah, it's amazing that within the YouTube universe, that the people who like this kind of stuff, collect toys, like to watch, learn about toys, YouTube's really the only venue to do it for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go into, you know, you type Star Wars action figure and you want to learn about it and some channel pops up and then you learn about it. It's crazy. It's humbling. It's really cool because all we're doing is doing what we always do.
Yeah, it's different from our side because, I mean, obviously it's fun. We love it. Yeah. But I don't want to say we take it for granted, but we didn't realize anybody would care.
Well, somebody said how they like how I educate and I don't realize I'm doing it. I'm just saying things out loud that just come to mind or things that I know. And then I was like, we might need to do more where we teach them or explain. And they're like, no, you're already doing it. And I was like, I didn't realize I'm doing that. It's just calling things out that are common or things that I know for repetition and doing it so long.
Well, I think you kind of necessarily maybe take that for granted because it's knowledge that we have, but yet, you know, the non-average collector might have no clue.
That is, yeah. Like knowing where the weak points are in a whale is common to me, but right? It's not for everybody or the things to look for. Because you're like, oh, wow. That whale's $50. I'm going to eat it up because what a deal. And then you realize
it's missing 80%.
There's all these problems and it's like the whole shot. You were better off.
Or for example, the guy that came in here earlier talking about, you know, the G.I. Joe knowledge where he was like, I never knew there was so many parts, little tabs, just on the figures, you know?
Yeah. It's knowing what to look for is kind of crucial. And especially if you're buying or you're hunting, when you look at a particular lot, you're focused on where all the flaws are or not the flaws in their collection, but the flaws that that item can contain.
Right.
So you,
it's a different point of view.
It's a, you beeline straight to, is that there? Is that tab broke? Is that missing? It's it in seconds.
Well, you're looking at like the negative, but also looking at the positive at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes feel bad because then I'm like, well, that's broke. This isn't here. That, and then they're like, they thought they might have had gold. And then you're pointing out, you're educating them, but you're also pointing out that this is not.
Not the pile of money you thought you had.
It's not the best. It's I'm going to scrap it for parts.
Right.
Because the whole shot.
You know? You play too hard, kid.
But yeah, no. I'm. Who would have thought that? I always thought that, I mean, I find this place special and I think people think it's special and it's a unique store. We do really And we do things our way. You know, we don't put incomplete things out. We put complete vintage, you know, we take pride in what we put out. And it's not a beater guy in the case with a gun or a backpack. It's a prime example. You know, there's one guy who he was at the flea market, and he's a great guy. He's been in one of our episodes, and somebody had mentioned to me who would shop with him for a long time. And I love the guy. And they're like, oh no, you want the fancy stuff. You need to go to Toy Federation. Cause like, he might not have had everything, you know, this is how I had it. And we only put it out if it's top notch.
Well, not only that, but I think in general, we take pride in how things are displayed.
Yeah.
It's not like some places you go in and stuff's just hanging in bags or just disheveled on shelves.
Yeah, no, that's a whole nother argument of how you display your product. I'm not a bad guy.
No.
Some people, hey, they do it. I don't do it. I like the plastic cases. That's just me.
Well, the bags are better for storage. It's what they're storage
bags.
Well,
I mean, they angle and then the lighting hits them and then they fade and they get foggy. And I don't know. I just don't like it. That's me. Doesn't mean you can't do it. It's just, I don't do it. That's all.
There is an exception on complete because it's so difficult for some parts, like mics for G.I. Joe.
Well, if there's a million items in the store, there could be five of them that aren't complete.
Right. And
because it's so rare.
But it's funny because that's usually the thing asked for. You guys got who's the guy with the mic?
Sneak peek.
There's a lot of them.
Right. Sneak peek. Just have his mic. Yeah, we don't get that. It's literally a millimeter.
Got Dusty's bipod.
Yeah.
With a complete Dusty, we do.
Yeah.
I mean,
but not by itself. Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother topic.
Right. Buying parts.
Buying parts.
We buy parts all day.
Right.
We do not sell parts.
We can't.
But we get asked
all the time.
Yeah.
Literally.
You got that build a figure part?
5 to 10 times a day, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or phone calls. And it's fine. But the thing is, they need it just for them. And I get that. We need it. Let's say, for example, it's a He-Man or it's Skeletor. I need Skeletor staff. Well, I need 50 staffs.
Yeah.
Because I'll sell 50 Skeletors a year. So I can't and there's times where I might not be able to put a Skeletor out.
So he don't go out.
So then we wait till that staff comes in because we're going to put the best example out. But, you know, sometimes it's, I say it as nicely as I can, but I just can't afford to sell parts. There's times for us to complete G1s for retro for the booth. I'm spending a grand on eBay buying miscellaneous parts to complete those guys.
That's like almost every year too, because their parts are some of the hardest to get.
Yeah. But that's a number one asked question. And the other one is shipping.
Yeah. No shipping.
Disneyland doesn't come to you.
Right. That's kind of what I say. But the thing is, we stay busy, open to close. There's a minimum of 10 trades a day. And we're interacting and we're engaging. And especially now because of YouTube, the amount of people coming in here who just want to talk. And it's like, when am I going to find a box to put that in, to message you your full address, to then quote you? Like, it's just.
Well, if there ever is.
But it's special when you come here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the amount of people that walk in. And as soon as they just hit the lobby. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm like, you just you're in the junky part.
Yeah, that's a lot of McDonald's toys. Walk through the door.
$5 wrestlers.
Yeah, that's just that's the teaser and you're blown away.
But there's the expectation because we do it so often that, well, you guys should just have all this, and it's like it's still difficult.
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be fantastic if the millions of items I had in my back stock could be online somewhere and it's Toy Federation Empire or whatever.
Like, right.
There's no time. And it's hard to find quality people who are knowledgeable in the product. And the fact that we buy so much daily, I mean, you're spending money. So who can you get? You know, because we get asked all the time for people that want to work here. Yeah. I mean, young people, all kinds of people. But it's like, the problem is you have to have this knowledge or a degree of knowledge.
Or they may have some knowledge, but it's one.
Oh, I love Transformers.
Right.
I want a job. And I was like,
that's one line.
What do you know about G.I. Joe or Star Wars? Oh, I don't know any of that. And I was like, and then how are you going to buy a collection that comes in? You don't, just because you're so focused on one line.
Right.
So, I mean, it's flattering that they want to work here, but it's difficult to find somebody that has the knowledge and is trustworthy to spend your money.
And the other thing too is being able to see a toy or a pile of toys that come in that are covered in dirt that anybody else would pass. But maybe because we know and we've been doing this a while, this can be cleaned up, this can be repaired, this can be fixed. Dust, this is worth something.
Or that one dirty item comes in and it has that one part
that
completes
that's a whole nother thing. So when you see collections come in, your eye goes to, there's that part. Now that guy can go out. Like, you really don't even, you know, you spot three or four parts in this collection. You're like, I don't care about the rest of the stuff. That means those four things in the back can go out.
We wait years for some parts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Literally years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We get asked a lot, how do we determine what we pay for things or what our offers are based off of? And I get asked that a lot in phone calls and in messages. Hey, I got this. What would you pay for it? And there's so many variables, because is it in the package? Is it not in the package? If it's not in the package, well, if it's in the package, what's the condition of the package? Is it beat up?
Right.
Is it sealed? Is it bubbled yellow? Is it tears, rips? Price sticker galore.
Sun damaged.
Right. And then, all right. So then, is it not? So now let's say it's just loose. Is it beat up? Is it paint wear? Is it sun faded? Does it have his accessories? And then on top of all that, there's the additional variables. Does anybody care? Right?
Right.
Like, has anybody in the last 6 months even asked for that item? And then on top of that, how many of that item do we already currently own? So then it comes down to, now let's just say people are asking every week for this item. Oh my God, I can't believe I just want it. I want it. I want it. And we got none. So we're begging for that item to walk in. And so, yeah, well, but then as a generic blanket statement, typically we're going to give you half value. And that may not be cash, that may be trade. But there's times where we might give you half cash. And there's times where we might give you 70% cash or 30% cash. It's just going to come down to the uniqueness of the item, how rare the item is, and how much in demand the item is. And like I'd like to say, we might have 10 of an item in the back, and maybe we sell one a month. So we basically have a year's worth of inventory. So now we're going to tie up money into something that we're not going to see a profit on for the 11th or 12th month. So there's just lots of variables, which makes it hard to give a generic canned answer.
Well, there's the whole thing of, you know, say it's a new product and we get it first and it sells really well, and then Target gets it or Walmart gets it and they have just a lot of them, and then that ends up killing the value. So that means now we really shouldn't invest as much in that item.
Or the item goes to, what would you consider it, a second party store for clearance?
Ollie's.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Ross. Big Lots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that, see, there's, it's very difficult, and anybody who owns a shop will tell you this. It's very difficult to make any money on new product. The margins are so little that if you had all your eggs in one basket carrying only new product, good luck.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Because then it's the Walmart mentality where you're turning a lot of nickels and a lot of quarters and a lot of dollars, and you got to move volume to make it worth your while. And it's very difficult to compete with Target and Walmart, who FOB everything from China. In a lot of instances, they're going to get it before you.
And for a lot cheaper.
And they're not paying the prices you're paying. So, you know, if you, so if something's $27 or $25 at Walmart, I'm 30. I just can't compete. And I'm not even going to try to compete.
Yeah.
But 90% of our store is not the most current product. Like, if you like Transformers, we have it. But we have the original to today. But if so, you know, like the newest Armada Prime, it's like $91.99 or whatever the MSR, were $100. But we sold out of every one of them.
That's right.
We had cases of
them. In a week.
They're all gone. But you can't find them at those other places.
Yeah.
And then, or I got it on order with this place, but it's still on pre-order.
Yeah.
We already had them and went. Already came and went.
Well, in general, if you kind of go anywhere now looking for something, you're not going to find it.
Well, yeah, there's the whole nother argument because, you know, and this is a whole side topic, which is a little sad to a degree because a lot of these kids can't find stuff because all the adults are buying it
but
and flipping it.
Speaking of having kids, right? Kids don't play with toys.
Well, they do. I just don't think for as long anymore.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's phones, it's iPads, it's video games, it's Fortnite.
Yeah, but I mean, I still see them in the store. So it depends on, but I 100% agree that they age out much sooner, which is why you try to, they start doing some of these more kiddie-ish type things at a lower price. But, you know, here's a side note. It's like, you can't even buy a $5 Star Wars figure in the store.
Nah. Clearance, maybe.
And then I got the Star Wars figures from the 90s.
We got the Power of the Force.
For $5.
Yeah. For $5.
Which was still cheaper than they were when they came out in the 90s.
Yeah. They're like, what, $8?
Because they still got the old stickers on them. Well, it depends on where you bought it, but it might be like $6.89.
Yeah.
Or if you bought it at FAO Schwartz, they were like $10.
I mean, but in general, if, you know, kids come in here, they're not collectors per se. Some are, some aren't. But the younger kids, you can come in and it's like, you can find something for $5.
The best toy line.
You can find something for $10.
Yeah.
The best toy line that, at least in my experience, for the people that shop in this store, the strongest line that retains kids is Transformers.
Yeah.
Hands down.
They're more than meets the eye.
This is true.
This is very true.
I mean, incredible. Like,
well, it's,
but like, I love G.I. Joe. We all know I love G.I. Joe. There's no kids buying classified.
No.
At least not in this store. It's the grown-ups.
But think about it. Transformers kind of never stopped.
Well, that's...
And, yeah.
I mean, how many cartoons? How many movies? How many...
Yeah,
it's
doesn't
a
end.
Generational product.
But
anyone, and the Turtles are kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
Kids still buy the Turtles.
But it's like... It's in and out. So it's like it's popular, and then it falls out
but
of favor.
But they don't
for
ever let
while.
It ever yeah. slip too long, and right. then there's another cartoon, or there's a... It's, right. it. See, the problem with G.I. Joe is it just nothing.
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they brought the line back, they made it like some goofy video game and didn't give you the traditional look that everybody wanted. And now they're finally doing it, and it's working. I mean, they're selling out the wave.
It was funny when we first got them in here, there were people that were like, they were buying them, whatever the first assortment was, and they had no idea it was related to a video game.
Well, because I think they were embarrassed to associate it with the video game because the video game went straight to clearance.
Bombed.
The toys were so much more successful.
But it's like, just make it look like what, you know, 25th anniversary and, line, pretty successful.
Yeah.
And they still kind of didn't do those figures right because they came up with redecos.
Yep.
And they still weren't good. But, you know.
The newest stuff, though, now looks great.
Right. Yeah. It's on point. It looks like
they got
the originals. But, you know, like you said, Joe kind of stopped, but the movies didn't help.
Well, Snake Eyes Talking made no sense. But
I mean, the 25th line.
Oh, it was incredible.
Was good.
My son got it, and I bought him an extra one.
Right.
So when he gets older, he'll have it.
Right.
I don't know if that's a blessing or not, because then this is kind of what I say. You know, imagine if you had every toy and you bought an extra for your kid. Set it aside. He forgets. He doesn't even know you did it. And then when he gets older, you're like, here you go, son. It's all the toys you played with as a kid, mint in the package.
Dad, I opened these.
Then he's, where's the whole fun is hunting and finding it and reliving your childhood. If somebody hands you your childhood, what? Well, I don't even need to worry about that. Go on to the next thing. Like, it's just, or you didn't, it's the thrill of the hunt. The acquisition, I don't know.
I think that's why, like, we have so much appeal here, because you can come here, you can find the things that you can't find elsewhere. Yeah. You can find, for the most part, what you're looking for, whether it's new product.
So that goes back to the shipping, because I take this phone call all the time, and I was like, imagine if I just threw everything that was interesting in this store online. It would be gone. Store. And if you price it competitively, it'd be gone. Now, when you walk in the store, you're not going to find anything interesting. You just find all the common stuff.
Yep.
And so that's what makes the store special. It's here.
It's the cool factor.
Guy's got nothing but pops.
And then the other thing is, if you're an online shopper and you don't even know what it is you're looking for because you forgot about it, maybe Timmy across the street had it. You come in here and you see it. That memory came back.
Sparks that memory.
Because you remember the kid across the street had that. And what is that called? And then you tell them and it's like, I want that. So they didn't know to go search for it on eBay. They didn't even, it was out of their mind. They forgot. So that's the beauty of here. And our show, Retro Toy Con.
Retro Toy Con.
You'll find crazy stuff there.
People have like full on moments, like walking in here. And it's funny because I can be behind the counter across the room and see like somebody like, oh my God.
All right.
I wanted this so bad.
Yeah. Or you see the person that there just stands there and spins in circles and has like a, you know, little panic attack. So like,
I don't know where to look. I want everything.
And then the amount of times we hear, I had every one of these and my mom threw it all away.
Yep. That went to Goodwill.
She's like, man, never let my mom hear the end of it. I was like, but then there's the other argument that I always say. If everybody saved all this stuff, this store would not exist.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth anything.
It wouldn't be worth anything because everybody had it.
Yep.
So what's the hunt? What's the collect? Everybody's mom saved everything and everybody has everything. So then what's the point? It's the fact that the neighbor could, maybe because he wasn't doing as well and your mom gave him some toys. Because I threw my Sky Striker over the fence to the neighbor kid. Because I was done. Like, I'm growing up and I got to do models now.
Or you blow up your G.I. Joes.
I didn't blow my G.I. Joes up. But I did throw the... It was a neighbor kid and he was much younger and he played with He-Man. And one day I'm like, I'm more grown up now and I don't need toys. So I threw the Sky Strike over the fence. And then I was like, how cool is this kid? He's just going to walk in his backyard and find a Sky Striker, like fell from heaven. So,
stickers aren't so good on this.
All right. But I think throw one over with better stickers.
I think we all have that story though, right? Like when we got out of something as a kid and went on to the next thing, like what happened to that stuff? Like he said, Sky Striker over the fence. He was done with G.I. Joe. For me, when I transitioned from He-Man to G.I. Joe, sold all my He-Man, like the whole entire collection, other than a few, like towards the end, Randor or whoever, $200 at a yard sale. Gone.
Idiot.
Into Joe. Into Joe.
You didn't know to save this stuff.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I mean, I still did save stuff, but.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever really got out of it. I just transitioned from being able to ask for money. It's like save birthday money to like, you got to go cut the grass to earn your money. Okay. And then you just got to go cut the grass. And then, now you got to get a job. I'll have money. Well, you got to start buying your own shoes. And
got to buy your own Spider-Man.
I'm a little bit older than the two of you. So I got heavily, it was not cool to play with toys past a certain age. So I transitioned to building models.
Yeah.
Model tanks and stuff.
Because that's what the cool kids do.
I did.
I still wasn't a cool kid. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's where me and my friends who weren't the popular ones.
Yeah, but it was still kind of cool. It wasn't the most popular kid in school thing to do. You know, like, oh, he builds models. Isn't that amazing?
But it was, they would build cars and not muscle cars or whatever.
Right.
I'm building some robot or something.
Look at him. He's playing with baby's toys. You know, that's what you would have heard.
Oh, no, you'd get beat. Yeah. It's different now. It's cool to be a nerd. It's cool to, you know, it was just a different time for me.
Yeah.
So I transitioned away And like I said, built models. And then I have vivid memories of going to get a model kit when I'm staying at my grandmother's and going to a KB and seeing the whole end cap full of Kenner Indiana Jones on clearance for like a buck. And I'm like, I'm going to get me a Panzer IV tank. I really want that Indy though. I didn't get it. And I should have, because they're about a grand a piece on the card.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was transitioned, done with toys, then even when I was playing with toys, full-blown sports, right? Football, baseball.
I was not very athletic. So,
did you have a bunch of starting lineups?
Actually, I have a few. Still have them.
Unless it's a Jordan, they're not worth anything.
That's true.
I got the original lineup of the Boston Red Sox with the little stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
Holds the cards.
That's cool.
Right?
I think the cards became worth more than the figures.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they started doing trading cards.
Right.
Did you have a Nolan Ryan?
Did not.
No one did.
So this is totally unrelated, but I used to work at Publix in high school down in Miami, and there's this guy that I used to bag groceries with. It's not that very exciting of a story, but it's just you said Nolan Ryan, and right. I was Ryan. So to him, I'm Nolan Ryan. What's up, Nolan Ryan? He's a cool guy, man. He's a cool guy. Yeah, bagging groceries. Wouldn't let you take tips, but I still got tips.
Yeah.
Old ladies would put the money in your pocket.
Work around the system.
Yeah.
Had to buy those models.
Yeah, I had to get my models. Then I started doing little miniatures, like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. Never had anybody play the game with, but I'd still paint those little guys. I didn't know any dungeon masters. Without a dungeon master, you can't play the game. Because he guides you through the game.
You were your own dungeon master.
I don't even know if I had a concept for the game. Because I painted miniatures too, but I just put them on my shelf and that was done.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a game.
I still got my miniatures painted. Yeah, they're in the basement.
Yeah, that's a world I'm not familiar with.
And he's trying to judge. Well, you were too busy playing sports, right? Doing
sporty ball.
Going to varsity games and getting a Letterman jacket.
That was not me. That's why I needed those extra years to become Toy Man. Couldn't waste no time with sports.
It's like,
plus, I wouldn't have been any good at it. So.
I wasn't any good at any sports.
Yeah. Even though the funny thing is, I did play football up until 10th grade because my school was so small. If you wanted to be on the team, you were on the team.
Yeah. You just
get the wind knocked out of me every day.
Someone had to carry the water.
I know. I played. I was free safety. I was fast. It just,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I was taking art classes. Yeah. That wasn't that cool either, but I made it cool.
Yeah,
I didn't. No, art classes weren't.
I did art class in college.
Art classes in college are fun.
Yeah. College is fun.
So you have to pay for
them. I didn't learn a whole lot, but.
Yeah. Well, you don't.
Yeah.
You just get access.
Learn what it's like when you waste your money and get the power bill turned off.
Yeah.
So then that was a good lesson.
Yeah.
Get extra ketchup from Burger King and napkins. So you don't have to spend money.
It's funny though, because like all three of us, different paths, right?
Yeah.
Still sitting at the same table.
Yep.
Yeah.
Toys.
The beauty of this is the fact that, like you said, we're so busy. And then somebody, I think I saw a comment that somebody had said something to the effect that, there's just trade after trade or this or that. And how do you... And I'm like, but I mean, I thrive on it. Like, it's...
Well, until your brain's fried.
Yeah, no, I'm getting brain damage right? from it.
No, but it's... people are bringing you this amazing stuff, one after the other after the other. And then you put it out to make somebody's day who comes here looking for it. So we're... it sounds cheesy, but we're... not making dreams come true, but we're fulfilling people's desires and wants.
Supporting collecting habits.
You're giving them back their memory.
Right.
Even if it's not exactly the same. The toy, it's more than just the toy. It's where they were, what they were doing, the reminder of how much fun they had with it.
And see, when we're on the show, we're
live.
Yeah. Oh, and here's a whole nother thing. I mean, this show is 100% real. 100% real.
Yeah, completely unscripted.
Unlike 99% of any reality show you're going to watch. It's scripted reality. Yes, maybe they're really a store. They really... There is nothing in this show that did not happen exactly how you saw it.
Yeah.
What we paid is what we paid. There's people in the store when we do it. Anybody right. who shops here frequently can attest to that. I mean, we put a sign on the door and we say we're filming, and if you have a problem being on camera, let us know. And then what happens, happens.
Yeah.
And, but we're so busy, boom, 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 somebody in waiting, customers need help. We need the key to get in the case, got to get the ladder to get the thing up top. And then we don't really get to talk about like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's to really get into, you know, like kind of like, why do I even do? Like, why do I want to do this? Like, how did I get into this? Like, and I always would say, I've always had a problem with toys. And it was to the point when I met my girlfriend, who then became my wife. You know, there was toys everywhere. And then when we bought a house, and then there's like toys everywhere. And then when people come over, it's like, you got to move the boxes to get to the guest bathroom. And I was like, this is a problem. But she was supportive.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's clearly, so in my head, if I could find a way to make a living doing this, then it's no longer hoarding. It's inventory, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then that's where, you know, and then here's the other thing, which goes back to the shipping. I used to run an online business. If you look in Lee's magazine, Tomart, Toy Shop magazine.
Mid-90s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. I'm in all of them.
Yeah.
What's a toy magazine?
Oh, right. Well, they all went out of business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Toy Collector's back, and that's a good magazine. They're back.
Yeah.
And there's an ad for Retro Toy Con in the fourth quarter issue. But, yeah, I mean... I don't know. It's just interesting.
It's funny. I saw his ads because I bought magazines and I remember his ads.
That's funny.
Yeah. This is like, and then I guess people don't realize, you know, my age or I mean, this is 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing this 20 years and time's not knowing how I'm paying rent and not knowing how I'm paying the mortgage it's a labor, you know, I would never do anything else. I will die doing this. But it was, you know, never giving up on your dream, I guess is the best way to put it.
Don't die in the store. I don't want to explain that.
That'd be a collectible.
We have to close today. The owner's dead.
Very nice.
Haunted toys. Fellas.
That's very not nice to say. You should cut that.
He fell down in the Joe section.
You put me send me off to get graded.
He's up there
AFA,
with the
AFA me, baby.
He's up there with the spirits of Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah, but I only want to be with the original Anakin, not when they changed it to Hayden Christensen. I want the old school Star Wars.
Priorities.
Right?
Now I want to see that, and then your disappointment that he's there.
I just better grade high. Keep my boy dry. It's a whole nother bit. All right, guys, this was our first episode. We hope you liked it. Please tell a friend, subscribe, comment, like it, spread the word. We'll keep doing it.
Yeah. Tell the mailman.
Tell the mailman to come every day.